Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 13, takes 36 and 37. So, I'll give the class in English. Is there any need for translation? अंग्रेजी में अगर क्लास हुआ तो समझने में किसी को मुश्किल होगा, असुविधा होगा? अच्छा, किसका होगा अंग्रेजी में समझने में? सो अरेंज सम ट्रांसलेशन. विशली मे बी यू कैन ट्रांसलेट फॉर द माता जीज इन हिंदी एंड हु विल ट्रांसलेट इन ओके हिंदी है राजन. For the main Rajan Kendra. I mean Raghu Pandit. Is there any other Hindi Bhagavatam? Hindi Bhagavatam ache ekhane? Arekta lagbe? Shlok 36 and 37. This chapter is entitled as Dhritarashtra quits home. 36 and then we'll go to 37 is written on the board. 36 doesn't have any purport. Therefore, we go to 37. Bimrijashruni panibhang Bishtabhatmanatmanaha Ajatu Shatrung Pratuche Prabho Padavanusmaran. First, he slowly pacified his mind by intelligence, and wiping away his tears and thinking of the feet of his master, Dhritarashtra, he began to reply to Maharaj Yudhishthira. Text 37. Sanjaya Ubacha Naham Veda Vyavasitam Vyavasitam Pitror Baha Kulanandana Gandharya Va Mahabaho Mushito Asmi Mahatmabhi. Sanjaya Ubacha Naham Veda Vyavasitam Pitrarbo Kulanandana Pitrarbo Kulanandana Gandharya ba Mahabaho Mushitasmi Mahatmabhi Naham Veda Vyavasitam Pitrarva Kulanandana Gandharya ba Mahabaho Mushitasmi Mahatmabhi Naham Veda Vyavasitam Pitrarva Kulanandana Gandharya Va Mahabaho Mushitasmi Mahatmabhi.
Thank you.
Matajis, Sanjaya Ubacha. Sanjaya said, Na, not, Aham, I, Veda, no, Vyavasitam, determination, Pitraha, of your uncles, Ba, your, Kulanandana, O descendant of the Kuru dynasty, Gandharya of Gandhari, Va or Mahabaho, O great king, Musitaha, cheated, Asmi, I have been, Mahatmabhi, by those great souls. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Sanjaya said, My dear descendant of the Kuru dynasty, I have no information of the determination of your two uncles and Gandhari. O King, I have been cheated by those great souls. Please repeat after me. Sanjaya said, My dear descendant of the Kuru dynasty, I have no information of the determination of your two uncles and Gandhari. O King, I have been cheated by those two great souls. I have been cheated by those great souls. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The great souls cheat others may be astonishing to know, but it is a fact that great souls cheat others for a great cause. It is said that Lord Krishna also advised Yudhishthira to tell a lie before Dronacharya, and it was also for a great cause. The Lord wanted it, and therefore it was a great cause. Satisfaction of the Lord is the criteria for one who is bona fide. And the highest perfection of life is to satisfy the Lord by one's occupational duty. That is the verdict of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Dhritarashtra and Vidura, followed by Gandhari, did not disclose their determination to Sanjaya, although he was constantly with Dhritarashtra as his personal assistant. Sanjaya never thought that Dhritarashtra could perform any act without consulting him. But Dhritarashtra's going away from home was so confidential that it could not be disclosed even to Sanjaya. Sanatana Goswami also cheated the keeper of the prison house while going away to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami also cheated his priest and left home for good to satisfy the Lord. To satisfy the Lord, anything is good, for it is in relation with the absolute truth. We also had the same opportunity to cheat the family members and leave home to engage in the service of Srimad Bhagavatam. Such cheating was necessary for a great cause, and there is no loss for any party in such transcendental fraud. So, Dhritarashtra, being advised by Sanjay, left home. At the dead of the night, his chaste wife, Gandhari, also followed him. And in the morning, when Yudhishthir Maharaj went to see them, he found that they were not there. Yudhishthir Maharaj, every morning, used to go to Dhritarashtra and Gandhari and offer obeisances. That was his daily ritual. He would offer obeisances to the deities, and then he would offer obeisances to his uncle and aunt, Dhritarashtra and Gandhari. So as usual, Dhritarashtra went to offer his obeisances, but when he went to the room, he found that they were not there. And he also found that Vidura also was not there, his other uncle, who just came for a visit after a long absence in a pilgrimage. So Yudhishthir Maharaj became very, very worried what happened. And he started to consider that maybe his uncle and aunt drowned themselves in the Ganges due to his mistreatment, due to his not taking care of them properly. He was thinking already they left all their children in the Battle of Kurukshetra. And we were the cause of their death. And now, that I haven't been able to take care of them properly, they have taken offense and they have drowned themselves in the river. So that was Yudhishthir Maharaj's anxiety. And he went and asked Sanjay. Sanjay was Dhritarashtra's secretary and servant. He was constantly with Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra was blind and he naturally needed help all the time. A blind man cannot do anything himself. And Sanjay was his constant companion. So Sanjay, therefore, should have known where they had gone. But when Yudhishthir Maharaj asked, what happened to my uncle and aunt? And he expressed his anxiety. Maybe due to my mistreatment, they have drowned themselves in the Ganges. And he started to lament. And Sanjay, at first, also couldn't say anything, because he was so hurt. He felt such great pain that his master left without even telling him. So he couldn't speak at first. That is what that has been expressed in the previous verse. Sanjay just couldn't speak because his voice was choked and tears were coming down his eyes. And then Sanjay controlled himself and told him. This is today's verse. Sanjay Ubacha, Naham Veda Vavasitam Pitrodva Kulanandana Gandharyava Mahabaho Mushitasmi Mahatmana Mushitasmi Mahatma Bhi. My dear descendant of Kuru dynasty, Yudhishthira Maharaj. I have no information of the determination of your two uncles and Gandhari. Naham Veda Vyavasitam. What actually they did, what they determined, what they decided and did with such determination, Vyavasitam, Vyavasitam means with great determination. Naham Veda, I do not know. Pitrorva, Pitrorva means, Pitrorva means uncles. Actually, in Sanskrit, there are three numbers. Singular number, dual number and plural. In English, there is singular and plural. But Sanskrit is such a scientific language that it has three considerations. Singular, one person, two persons, ekvachan, divachan, and bahuvachan. So pitrorva is how many, which vachan? Two. Divachan. So from that we can understand he is talking about two persons. Pitror, pitro is father, pitri, father, pitro, two fathers, and pitaro, pita, pitaro, pitaraha. Pitro and pitro, pitro, pitra. And ba means your. Your means, again, your here is plural number. Because others were also there. Yudhishthira Maharaj was not there alone. So Kuru Nandana, Kuru dynasty. Nandana means son. Or descendant of the Kuru dynasty. Who is the descendant of the Kuru dynasty? Yudhishthira Maharaj. So, descendant of the great descendant of the Kuru dynasty. I do not have any information about what your two uncles have decided and done with such determination. And he is saying, I have been cheated. Sanjaya felt that he has been cheated. Mushita asmi. Mushita means cheated. Mushita asmi, I have been mahatmabhi. Mahatmabhi means by the mahatmas. Who are those mahatmas? Mahatmabhi. Now mahatmabhi is plural number. Why plural? Two uncles. So it should have been divachan. But here it is bahuvachan. Why? Because two uncles and Gandhari. So Gandhari also is a mahatma. Mushitosmi mahatmabhi. So, and why Sanjay is saying that he has been cheated? Because they left without telling him. So, in one hand he is saying Mahatma, and then he is saying cheated. Isn't it contradictory? And the Mahatmas have cheated me. How does it sound? The great personalities have cheated me. The cheating is not a good thing. Now if you call somebody that you are a cheat, how will he take it? So on one hand he is saying Mahatma, and then he is saying that they have cheated me. So Prabhupada is explaining that point in the purport. That sometimes Mahatmas also cheat. But Mahatmas cheat for a greater cause. For the benefit of others, they cheat. Like doesn't the mother sometimes lie to the son? Now take this, this is very sweet. She is giving medicine, which is bitter, is a name, bitter medicine, but she says, take it, it's very sweet. Right? But why she says, why she is lying? Because otherwise the son won't take the medicine. He's already crying, I don't want to take the medicine, I don't want to take the medicine. And mother says, no, take it, it's very sweet. It is even sweeter than Rasgulla. Now, is the medicine sweeter than Rasgulla? No. But its effect is beneficial. And Prabhupada is giving the examples. How a Mahatma cheat? Sometimes, as Krishna did, Krishna told Yudhishthira Maharaj, who never told a lie. He never told a lie. Yudhishthira Maharaj is known as his truthfulness. Sattvavadi Yudhishthira. That was Yudhishthira Maharaj's reputation. So, Dronacharya was fighting with such valor. He was fighting so terribly that Pandava's army was in a great distress. So, they consulted with Krishna. Krishna, what to do? Dronacharya slaughtering everybody. He is completely invincible. So what to do? So Krishna says, the only way Dronacharya can be stopped is if he is told that his son Asatthama is dead. Because then only Dronacharya will drop his, he will give up fighting. And at that time Dhrishtadyumna should go and kill him. Because Dhrishtadyumna has appeared, Dhrishtadyumna is born to kill Dronacharya. Dronacharya and Dhrishtadyumna's father, Draupadi's father, King Drupad, were great friends in their childhood. They are great friends. But they got into some disagreement. And Drupad was insulted by Dronacharya. So he decided to kill Dronacharya. But he knew that he won't be able to kill Dronacharya. So he performed a sacrifice that would give him a son who would be able to kill Dronacharya. And from that sacrifice, Dhrishtadyumna, along with Draupadi, appeared. Draupadi also appeared from sacrificial fire. Therefore, another name of Draupadi is Yagyaseni. Yagyaseni, because she appeared from yagya, sacrifice. So, Dhrishtadyumna appeared from the fire, sacrificial fire, with his weapons and bow. And he was destined to kill Dronacharya. So, Krishna told that Dhrishtadyumna should at that time kill Dronacharya. And Krishna suggested that let Yudhishthir go and tell him. Let Yudhishthir go and tell him. So everybody should start shouting that Asatthama has died, Asatthama has died. But he heard the sound, but he did not accept. Dronacharya didn't accept that Asatthama died. And he said, if Yudhishthir says that he died, then he'll believe that. So Krishna said that let Yudhishthir now tell him that Asatthama is dead. But Yudhishthir refused. Yudhishthir said, no, I can't tell a lie. I can't tell a lie. At that time Krishna told Bhima, our brother won't tell a lie. Our Satyavadi, our truthful brother, will not tell a lie, although I am telling him. So anyway, there is an elephant called Ashwatthama. So you go and kill that elephant. So then he can say that he has killed, that Ashwatthama is dead. So Bhim immediately went and ripped that elephant apart, killed that terrible elephant, Ashwatthama. And so then Krishna says, now Yudhishthira, you can say that Ashwatthama is dead. So Yudhishthira Maharaj told, Ashwatthama is dead, the elephant. Ashwatthama hata iti gaja. But when he said Ashwatthama hata, then Krishna blew his conch shell. And Dronacharya could not hear the other half. And he dropped his weapons and Dhrishtadyumna just beheaded him, cut his head off. So this is how Dronacharya was killed in the battle of Kurukshetra. So here Prabhupada is pointing out that for a greater cause, for a higher cause, even sometimes the Supreme Personality of Godhead tells us to lie. What should we do? When Krishna tells us to lie, what should one do? Should one go against Krishna? No. Because dharma is to follow Krishna's instruction. That is the principle. So this is the highest consideration of dharma. For the sake of when the Lord instructs, we must do it. That is the duty of a servant. Does the servant have the right to decide for himself? No. Servant's business is to follow the master to the point. Whatever the master tells, the servant must do that. Now there is a misconception. In India, there is a misconception, many people have the misconception that actually Yudhishthira Maharaj had to go to hell because he lied. Because he lied. Only once he lied, and that's why he had to go to hell. But the reality is, Yudhishthira Maharaj did not lie. Did Yudhishthira Maharaj lie? No, he did not lie. He said the Ashwatthama, the elephant is dead. He never said, although he said Ashwatthama is dead, but he made it a point that he would not lie. Then why Yudhishthira Maharaj had to go to hell? Just for a short while he had to visit hell. Jai Shri Gaur Nithai ki, Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki, Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki. So Yudhishthira Maharaj never lied. Then why did he have to go to hell? Prabhupada pointed out, following our acharyas, that Yudhishthira Maharaj had to go to hell because he did not follow Krishna's instruction. Because he deviated from Krishna's instruction, that's why he had to go to the hell. And of course, the ultimate consideration is not Yudhishthira Maharaj had to go to hell for his sinful reaction. Krishna said, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma suca. When one surrenders unto Krishna, he is freed from all sinful reactions. Then where is the question of committing sin? For a devotee who is completely surrendered to Krishna, there is no question of sin. Then why did Yudhishthira Maharaj had to go to hell? Yudhishthira Maharaj had to go to hell to give his darshan to the residents of hell, so that by getting his darshan, they can become purified. A devotee goes, even if he goes to hell, it is not to suffer the hellish condition, but to deliver those who are in that region. Why should Jamraj, who is a devotee, punish a devotee? Jamraj is a devotee. Jamraj is Mahajan. So when somebody surrenders unto Krishna, will Jamraj punish him? No. Jamraj rather will be happy to see him. Oh, please come. I am so fortunate that you come to my kingdom to give me your darshan. That is how Jamraj felt when Yudhishthira Maharaj came. So for a devotee, there is no question of suffering in the hell. One who has surrendered unto Krishna, he has become completely free from sinful reactions. So where is the question of his suffering for his sin? A person who doesn't have any sin, a person by seeing him, sin runs away. A person by seeing him, one becomes completely purified. If we just see a Vaishnava, a devotee, pure devotee of the Lord, we become purified of our sinful reaction. So where is the question of that person being punished for his sinful activity? Therefore, the higher understanding is that Yudhishthira Maharaj went to the hellish planet Narak simply to give darshan to the residents of hell who are suffering and become, so that they can become free from their sinful reaction. And Krishna makes some arrangement and a devotee accepts that. Devotee does not decide for himself. Devotee acts according to Krishna's arrangement. It is Krishna who wanted him to go to hell. But the purpose of going to hell was to become free from sinful reactions. Stop, ask them to stop them. And Prabhupada gives some other examples also of sinful reaction. The other examples also of a Mahatma cheating. And one such example is Sanatana Goswami cheated the innkeeper, cheated the prison keeper. Sanatana Goswami was a minister of the Muslim Nawab of Bengal at that time. And when Sanatana Goswami told him that he was leaving, he is resigning from his post as the chief minister because he wanted to go to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, want to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king tried to persuade him not to do that. He said, look, you are my... You are not only my chief minister, but you are actually conducting all the affairs of my kingdom. He called himself as a dacoit. He said, I am a dacoit. All I know is to plunder people, loot people, murder people. I don't know how to run the kingdom. So you run the kingdom. You have been running the kingdom. So if you go away, then what will happen to your younger brother? Like my elder brother, you are just taking care of all my affairs, running the kingdom. And but Sanatana Goswami refused. He said, look, I have to go. I can't stay on. Then he became very upset. Nawab became very upset when he saw that he was not going to surrender. So he told his guards to arrest him and put him in the prison. And then he went to Orissa to fight against the king of Orissa. And when Sanatana Goswami was in the prison, he bribed the prison keeper. He bribed him and he ran away. So prison keeper, he told him that, look, if you let me go, then you will do a great service. Because I am leaving for a spiritual cause. So you will, if you release me to let me become engaged in spiritual activities, it is a great spiritual activity. It will be an act of dharma and you will have spiritual benefit. Plus I'll give you so much money. So you'll benefit both ways. You'll benefit materially and you'll benefit spiritually. So he let me go. So then Nawab said, okay, I may let you go. Prison keeper said, yes, I may let you go, but the Nawab will kill me when he comes back and finds out that you ran away. Then Sanatana Goswami said, no, don't worry. You tell the king when he comes back that I had to go out to the bank of the river to evacuate, to pass through. And then, with my hands and legs tied up with chains, I fell in the river and I drowned. So prison keeper thought that that's a good idea. So this way, I'll be free from the king's anger and I'll get some money and I'll also get some spiritual benefit. So he let Sanatana Goswami go. So this is how Sanatana Goswami escaped the prison. So he also cheated. Sanatana Goswami cheated. He was a Mahatma, but he cheated the Nawab. But this cheating was for a greater cause. Similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami also ran away from home without telling anybody. He was the son of a king, but he ran away from home. Otherwise, they wouldn't let him go. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, leaving his young wife behind without telling her that he was leaving. And she woke up in the morning and found Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has left home. And she found out that he took sannyas. Bamandev cheated Bali Maharaj. Another great act of cheating. So yes, Mahatmas cheat. But for what? For their own benefit? No. For the benefit of others. So that is why this cheating is justified. If somebody cheats for his benefit, that is wrong. If somebody cheats for his own benefit, it is wrong. If somebody cheats for a greater cause, that is all right. So, in this way, Prabhupada pointed out that yes, Mahatmas also cheat sometimes. But they don't do that for their benefit, but they do it for the benefit of others. So in this way, we learn what to do and what not to do. From Yudhishthira Maharaj's incidents, what do we learn? We learn to follow Krishna's instruction. If Krishna says, we must do it. If Krishna says, you lie, we must lie. If Krishna says, we should kill. Another such example is, Krishna told Arjuna to kill his brother, Karna. Krishna Karna was there, he was unarmed, he was trying to lift the wheel of the chariot. And it is a law of war that when someone is not ready to fight, one should not kill him. So at that time Karna was not ready to fight. Not only he was his elder brother, but he was unarmed, he was engaged in trying to pull the chariot, a wheel of his chariot. But Krishna says, kill him. Now because Krishna says, Arjuna said, okay. Krishna said, that was Arjuna's consideration. That is why Arjuna is a greater devotee than Yudhishthira Maharaj. Although Yudhishthira Maharaj is a very exemplary person, but when it comes to devotion, who is a greater devotee? Yudhishthira or Arjuna? Arjuna. Why? Because whenever Krishna told Arjuna to do something, he didn't hesitate. He just went ahead and did it. Whereas Yudhishthira Maharaj did not. He had other consideration. Moral consideration. I will not lie. I will not act inappropriately. But if Krishna says do it, do it. That is another example. Bhima. Krishna told Bhima that hit him on the thigh. When Bhima was fighting with Duryodhan, the mess fight, Gada Yuddha. Actually, it is the war, law of war again, is that one should not hit below the navel. In English there is an expression, to hit below the belt. In boxing, one should not hit below the belt. You can hit in the upper part, but not below the belt. But Yudhishthira Maharaj, when Bhima was fighting with Duryodhan, at one point, actually Duryodhan was a better mess fighter than Bhima. Duryodhan was taught by Balaram himself how to fight with mess. So Bhima was having a tough time to defeat Duryodhan. So at that time, Krishna indicated, hit him on the thigh. And Bhima just followed his instruction. He just hit him on the thigh. And Duryodhan, with his broken hip, he was flat on the ground. So these are inappropriate act. But when Krishna says do it, there is no harm in doing that. But we must be careful that Krishna says and we act. So how do we hear Krishna's voice? How do we hear Krishna's voice? We hear Krishna's voice from Bhagavad Gita. So we must follow the instruction that Krishna gave in Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise we can't say, well, Krishna told me to steal, so I'm stealing. So somebody was caught stealing, he was taken to the judge, and he told the judge that Krishna told me to steal, that's why I stole. Then judge said, okay, Krishna told me to punish you, that's why I'm punishing you. So, we should not whimsically take Krishna's name. Yeah, we may say that Krishna told us, then the judge may say, okay, fine. Krishna told me also to punish you. So you be prepared for punishment. The safest thing to do is to follow Krishna's instruction as he has given in Bhagavad Gita. And in Bhagavad Gita, what did Krishna say? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braj. Right? So do that. Krishna says, Man mana bhava mad bhakto mad jaji man namaskuru. So we must do that. These are the instructions of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. And when we follow Krishna's instructions, we'll be safe. Then no sin will be able to touch us. Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajya. Thus we surrender unto Krishna and Krishna will take care of us. In all respects. Aham tvam sarva papibhyo mokshayishyami masucha. I shall deliver you from all your sinful reactions. When Krishna says that I shall deliver you, should you have any doubt? No. If we surrender unto Krishna, we can rest assured that there won't be any sin left, there won't be any suffering left, there won't be any punishment. We'll become completely free from all sinful reactions. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Hare Krishna. Does anybody have any question? Give him the mic.
You mentioned how Yudhishthira Maharaj was a pure devotee, but was he a darshan or not a great man? So the question is, on the other hand, and this is the other side of saying that he had attachment for religiosity as such. So how do we understand him to be an acceptable associate of Krishna? While at the same time,
We have to understand that this consideration, when a pure devotee acts in a certain way, it is just because of enhancing Krishna's pastimes. He is playing his role in Krishna's pastimes. Otherwise, there won't be a conflict, there won't be drama, right? And by through Yudhishthira Maharaj, Krishna is actually giving us the instruction. What to do and what not to do. Don't we learn? Through the act that, this act, that he did not initially want to accept Krishna's instruction. Through that, what purport is there? What instruction we get? We get to understand that all the moral considerations should be rejected when it comes to Krishna consciousness. When Krishna says something, we must follow. For example, sometimes devotees, family members say, the dharma is to serve your father and mother. Right? Yes, that is also dharma. To serve, Pitri Deva Bhava, Matri Deva Bhava. Right? So, to serve Pita Mata is dharma. But when Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja, then we have to understand, we have to give up that dharma also. Right? So surrendering to Krishna is the ultimate consideration. Yes, what's your question? Yeah, Arjun didn't want to fight at the beginning, but at the end, what did Krishna, Arjun do? Why did he do that? Jai Shushi Gaurnitai ki, Jai Shushi Radha Madan Mohan ki, Jai Shri Krishna Balaram ki. So, after Arjun heard Krishna's instructions, then what happened? Then? So what's it? What's your question?
So why did he act like that?
Why did he act like that? So that Mahabharata battle of Kurukshetra can take place. Any other question? Hare Krishna.